Welcome to the Capitol Buzz, a weekly update from Nebraska Family Alliance on important news and events taking place at the Nebraska State Capitol during the legislative session. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Week 14 of the Nebraska Legislature has concluded. Joining me today is Nate Gross, Policy Director at Nebraska Family Alliance. Nate, there's a couple of bills that we want to talk about on the Capitol Buzz this week. First, LB 252. On Monday, senators passed it out of the first round of debate, which we call general file. Why is this bill important to us?
Yeah, NFA has been really proud to support LB 252, which requires the state of Nebraska to actually start telling citizens the truth about the gambling they're promoting. LB 252 requires the state lottery to clearly disclose what the odds are of winning the prize that's being advertised. And we believe this is important because research continues to show that it's the poor and those who can at least afford to buy a lottery ticket who are the primary players. And we believe that if the state is serious about promoting healthy and strong families and communities, it isn't right that the state of Nebraska as a government program would simultaneously be promoting gambling and games of chance that are designed for citizens to lose.
Senator Susan Geis, this is her priority bill, and we're very hopeful that it's going to get through round two and three and eventually land on the governor's desk for signature.
We were really excited to see this bill pass unanimously through first round voting, which is a great indication that it will be signed into law.
On Wednesday, senators voted out of the Revenue Committee, LB 670, and we're excited about that bill too. Senator Lenihan's priority bill, which is on tax credit scholarships. It really promotes school choice. Why is this important to Nebraska families?
Karen, this bill is all about creating greater freedom and education for students and families in Nebraska. And that's a good thing because we believe this power should be in the hands of parents rather than the state. And we want more families in Nebraska to have more educational freedoms and choices for their families because one size doesn't fit all. We believe a child's future shouldn't solely be determined by their zip code or their family's income.
I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be a voice for family, freedom, and life in the state of Nebraska and to bring our listeners the Capitol Buzz. We encourage you to stay up to date and check out bill trackers at NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for daily updates on issues that impact the family. Until next week, Nate and I are signing off on the Capitol Buzz.